Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The Lemieux National Dressage Championships, and with the lovely Carl Hester. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Yeah. Now, you have been so busy today. I've seen Charlotte Dejana, she's one after the other after the other, and you're there coaching her in her ear. How's it going this morning?
Yeah, it's quite a full-on job for Charlotte. I mean, you know, understandably, she wants to ride her own horses here, so she's ridden in the Novice Championship, she's ridden in the Pre-St. George Championship already on Thursday, Friday, and then today she's got a massive 7 tests.
I mean,
that's a huge turn for anybody to do. Unfortunately, you know, she only gets to change over every half an hour, and it's not really long enough for these young horses, because for the young horses you see here, this is quite an atmosphere for them. They're not used to big arenas and lots of things to look at. So they haven't all been on good, great form, because they need a little bit more relaxation. But she's doing a good job, and she loves doing it herself. And, you know, it's always a great privilege to sit and watch her ride and see these young horses starting off, because you know, they are the stars of the future, this lot that are here now today.
I know, that's what's so exciting. We're looking and thinking, gosh, a few years' time, they could be the ones going to the Olympics.
Yeah, and I mean, these horses are 6 years old, we're looking at, or that she's just ridden now, and so in 4 years' time, they'll be well ready, hopefully, you know, if all goes well. And it's just, I think it's lovely for people to see how they start off, what they look like when they're young.
Yeah.
You know, it helps people perhaps also evaluate what, you know, what sort of horse makes it to the top, because, you know, in the past, here we've had Fallegro and Utopia, and you know, people see them now, and you know, it might be hard to remember what they were really like when they were young horses,
they were,
you know, because they were, you know, we have the same problems as everybody has, you know, we're not, it's not just you know, left, you know, we just don't get left with just the great horses, you know, they're all a little bit difficult at times and a bit nappy and a bit this and a bit that, normal problems. So it's nice for people to see them. And you know, one of Charlotte's young ones this morning was frightened by the flags and spinning round and round. You know,
what do you say to her at that point when she, you know, when the horse is spooking?
I said to her, you can stop patting her, she's been doing this for a whole year, and you can make her go. Because, you know, Charlotte's obviously brave enough and confident enough, and that's the thing, you know, she can give the horse confidence. You know, lots of people here, amateur riders, will be, you know, they'll find this pretty daunting, and I think if the horse misbehaves as well, it must be pretty scary for them. But Charlotte's, you know, beyond that, and she can actually train and school the horse at the same time as competing.
So you touched on Utopia, that Utopia's been here before, and there was a big thing at the beginning of the year where you thought you might lose them, but you didn't. You kept, can you talk us through how that happened?
Well, you know, this has been an ongoing situation since 2012, really, in an ownership dispute. But it's sorted now. You know, he's been bought to stay with us, which is fantastic, because, I mean, he's done so much for me, but he's also done an awful lot for British dressage.
Yes.
You know, he led the team to first gold medal in 2011. And he's a great character, and we've had him since he was 4 years old. So we didn't want him to go. So it's great news. He is staying. He's just been at stud for 6 weeks, so he's very happy at the moment. He came back this week, and we're just starting to get him back into work again and fitting him up, maybe for hopefully maybe a couple of winter shows.
And who will ride him then? Will you ride him?
No, I won't ride him. Charlotte will ride him. I mean, I think it's, I mean, my pleasure in life is producing young horses and bringing them to the top, riding them for a bit, and then I love watching Charlotte ride him. And Utopia gives her experience, you know, at the end of the day. I mean, she sounds very experienced because she's won
everything.
A lot of gold medals, I think probably like 10 now. But still, you know, Utopia can fill in, you know, where Fallegro needs a break and things like that. So she'll do that, and we'll maybe do a World Cup or something like that. They might even go to Olympia or something like that.
Oh, that would be nice. And you're riding this afternoon, aren't you?
I am, yeah. We've got the Grand Prix Championship this afternoon, so Charlotte and I are both riding in there. On our reserve horses for Rio, that's Wanadu and Barolo. It's great for their owners. They're all here to watch them. You know, not everybody gets the chance to go to the Olympics, and in different circumstances, both of those horses were capable of going, but, you know, Niptuck and Vallegro were on their top game this year. So it's nice to bring them here for an end of season, and
they can support them. So lovely, and it's very friendly and warm, and it's very much, you know, spectators are allowed to go around and come and see you and see you practice warming up. Then see you train your horses.
Yeah, and I mean, that's an important part of the show. I mean, you know, everybody can, you know, you can watch on YouTube, you know, for instance, what goes on in a main arena that you can see going on behind me. But people like to see the warm-up, like to know how long you do. You know, it's a learning tool, really, watching professional riders warm-up. So they do really enjoy being able to do that. And as you said, you know, you could be walking around here and you could bump into anybody and chat to anybody. And, you know, we do get asked a lot of questions that you would otherwise perhaps not ever get a chance to hear.
But the lovely thing about... We always talk about you and Charlotte because it's you two together. She's doing really well. But the lovely thing is your relationship with all your students and all your team around you. I mean, Alan has worked with you for years and years. And, you know, you're so comfortable. Does that take managing? Does that take making sure... Because it comes from the top, I think, to make sure that your team are happy.
Of course it does. And, you know, keeping everyone happy is not,
not
easy. I hope they are happy. I think it's really important that, when you're a rider particularly, you know, you need relaxation, you need calm people around you to transmit that to the horses. From my point of view, somebody like Alan and Fiona, who will be at home today, missing this, she'll come tomorrow. Not everybody gets a chance to come, but, I mean, they're also very important, you know, when they're looking after the horses at home, that it's a calm, easy situation. We have a very relaxed yard. I hope everybody can see that in the way that the horses go. I think it does filter through from those people that look after them as well as the people that ride them. And it is a big management, but to be honest, if it's in your blood, like for me, I mean, it's quite normal to turn horses out. It's quite normal to hack horses. It's quite normal to gallop them up a hill just because they're dressage horses. It doesn't make any difference to me. And the same with Charlotte, because we come slightly from different backgrounds. We're not just dressage orientated. You know, I evented originally, and Charlotte did showing and jumping. So,
yeah.
Originally,
what did you
I
move
did.
To dressage, then?
Well, again, not really good enough. I was a dealing rider for an event family, so produced horses up to novice and intermediate, and then they were sold. Yeah, I mean, I'm not too bad. No, I don't miss it at all. But I'm a big fan of eventing, so I'm always there. You know, I always go and watch the Bees, Burley, Babington, Blenheim, that sort of thing. Love going to see all of those. And I got quite involved, obviously, with my commentary at Babington.
Yeah, Babington. Yeah,
so
that's
almost become sort of like a ritual that we do every year now. And, you know, I don't miss doing it, but I'm so lucky to be able to go and watch it. And, of course, the dressage in eventing now, you know, plays such a big part. So I'm quite involved with some training of some of the event riders.
Because I'm a massive believer that dressage and the disciplines of dressage, you need those for the other disciplines. So you need that for show jumping, you need that for...
Yeah.
But are there any of the other disciplines that you then use for your own training at home for your dressage horses?
Well, that's an important fact there. And I always say, you know, when people say, oh, I don't like dressage, I ride, but perhaps I don't like dressage. Well, you actually do dressage. You know, I mean, your horse standing still when you get on it, your horse opening a gate, your horse being safe and, you know, being able to turn right or left when you want to do it is a form of dressage. Of course it is. You know, we use... Well, we use in-hand work as well for discipline. You know, that's really good, and for training, so that they become more human-friendly. You know, I mean, you're not there. They, you know, they shouldn't be frightened of doing things like that. You know, Charlotte occasionally has a sneaky jump here and there. I mean, I think it interlocks with a lot of disciplines, actually, dressage.
I can do an amazing Pierre, but only when we're spooking.
Well,
so that's it. That's the only... And I think, oh, you feel amazing.
But you felt it, and some people haven't, and that's quite interesting, because, I mean, Pierre from Passage, you know, it seems so unobtainable, I think, to some people. But in actual fact, you know, like, horses do pick it up. We know that. I mean, very often horses can be helped, you know, with a bit of excitement to actually learn it that way. So
hold the bag.
I'm glad you felt it.
And just quickly, who helps you? Because you're helping everybody else. So is there anybody on the ground to help you with your riding?
Yeah, Charlotte and I work together every day. So we train the horses 4 days a week at home. And you know, we are each other's eyes on the ground, and it's very useful. And I'm pretty sure that that's why things improved so quickly. You know, with our scores and with the way of going, because we were there to keep an eye on each other every day. I mean, I know some people don't have the luxury of having that, and some people think perhaps a day, a weekly lesson is enough. But when you actually analyse the people at the top, there is never one person. There's always two. And that very often, you know, comes. That's detail, you know, somebody watching you every day, being honest with you every day.
And well, that's what really works. Sometimes. How honest.
Very honest. And, you know, Charlotte and I, you know, no exception. You know, we argue like everyone else would argue. And there's a lot of things to discuss. And she'll say to me, well, that doesn't feel right. And then I mean, the great thing is with Charlotte and I, of course, we actually can ride each other's horses. So that's a real, real bonus, actually, for us. Because it's not just eyes on the ground. Because sometimes, of course, what you see isn't what you feel. So I can say it looks like this. And she said, but it feels like that. And then I can say, okay, let me get on and let me feel that, and vice versa. So it's a really great team effort that we have with each other. And at the end of the day, we're not doing it to annoy each other. We are trying to get better.
Yeah.
So as long as I remember that.
When she's shouting at you?
Well, you know,
I always think
sometimes when somebody you're very close to comes out the ring and things haven't gone well, it's so easy to go, what did you do that for? And then I remind myself and I think, well, I wouldn't actually say that to somebody, you know, who was nervous or somebody hadn't done this before. You know, you look for the good things first. Always go back to that, you know, praise, criticise, praise. I always think that that's...
Well, what you're doing is working, because, I mean, you guys are just at the top this weekend. You're doing phenomenally well. What is your aim for when you go into the ring this afternoon?
Well, Wanadu has a very competitive chance here. He's won several internationals this year, so riding on the back of the Olympics, it would be great to have a great ride on him, and his owner and her daughter's here as well, so I know they'll be very excited to watch him. And of course, all beating Charlotte is everybody's aim, including my own. So I hope that I can, be nice to see Charlotte on my left and not on my right for a change. So we'll see how it goes.
Well, I wish you the best of luck and enjoy the rest of the championship.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
You've been listening to Horse Hour. Join the community on Twitter, Mondays, 8 p.m. UK time, 3 p.m. Eastern, by using the hashtag HorseHour. Follow Amy at AmyStevenson1 and subscribe to us on Acast, iTunes, Stitcher and Player FM.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.